Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a man who barely has opinions on anything. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is former university regent Howard Rosenberg, a newly elected member of the Washoe County School Board.
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, Mike Hillaby, John Griffin, and Dan Mason. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program after the elections are over, and he was victorious in his campaign, Howard Rosenberg, professor of art and art education at UNR, and now a member of the Washoe County School Board.
Not quite yet.
Well, elect.
We have to wait.
Elect.
All right.
Former regent, of course.
Yeah.
Pleasure to have you on the program. It was a tough campaign. You had quite the opposition.
Actually, it wasn't a tough campaign. We handled, I think, ourselves well. Mr. Green has a great deal to offer, and he offered a great deal while he was on the board. I really didn't expect to win. I truly didn't. But here it is.
Have you spoken to him since the election?
No, I haven't. Not yet.
Because we tried to put a debate together on two different occasions, and he refused to join in.
And that's, he's a quiet man that doesn't do that kind of thing. I've been accused of a lot of things, but being quiet is not one of them.
All right, let's move on. You spent 12 years on the Board of Regents, mm-hmm. and accomplished, I think, a great deal, and I think a lot of other people would say the same thing. What are your goals for being on the school board? I mean, this is interesting times for schools.
Sam, for me, I get the kids when they come out of the school system, not just Washoe County. We get them from Clark County and from all the rurals. Most of the kids are fine. The problem they have is trying to order what they've learned and make it connect with everything else. And there's a major disconnect between what's happening in public school and what happens once they come to community college or the university. When you see the number of students that we have that need remedial work, it scares the living daylights out of me. Not just because they need the remedial work, you teach them, not hard. What scares me is they don't know they need the remedial work and they're shocked
All right, let's start right here, because this is one of the things that drives me nuts, and now you're going to be dealing with the other end of this, because you dealt with it at the Board of Regents. There is a huge cost to the university system for this remedial education.
Yes.
How can we graduate people out of the school system that are not ready to go to university? It makes no sense. It should be seamless.
I agree. There's a problem. It can't be seamless. There is a major part of growing up that happens between graduation from high school and coming to the university. And what's gone wrong, I think, is they see it as one seamless thing. Things change when you get to university. You run into a buzzard like me. I'm not the least interested in your problems. I don't care what you've had happen before you. I insist that you be in class on time all the time. They don't know how to handle it, Sam.
They're used to just wandering. But that's not remedial education.
Yes, it is. It is, Sam. The whole sense
of
responsibility.
But what about math and English and all those things?
First, you have to get there. Once you get there, I can teach you. But when you have a problem, when you have kids that are absent in a semester 9 and 10 times and seem to think this is perfectly normal, then you got a major problem on your hands. Your remedial classes, fine, but you got to get to them. I have a problem getting some of the kids to the classes because of the way they have been allowed to get through in public school. And there's a major problem there.
Howard, in this coming school year, it seems like the big controversy in the Washoe County School District is this new schedule where you're taking a month away from summer vacation, adding a week in October and adding some weeks to the holiday and the spring break. You look like you're not feeling well right now when I bring this thing up. Is this the reason why Ken Green lost to you in the election?
I have no idea why that happened, and I don't want to talk about that. I honestly don't. He is a good man who did a good job. All right.
Okay,
it's a new thing.
I think schedule.
I think what's happened isn't the schedule so much as the way it has been done. And depending upon who you talk to, everyone's comfortable with the way it was done. We sent letters home. We did forums. We did this. We did that. I get telephone calls constantly from people who don't feel they've been heard. And I understand that when this new calendar was voted on, there were as many as 80 teachers and parents asking the school board not to vote on it at that time. Give them a chance to discuss it. All right. Many times that happens and you say, no, enough's enough, we have to do it. At this particular point, I think it was a bad idea. By the same token, it is in place. Now, is there a compromise that can be reached? And maybe there's a way of ending school a week later and starting school just 1 week earlier to phase into the situation. What I'm worried about is I had a telephone call from Judge Weller. Would I like to talk with him about what this calendar means for a whole part of the population that are custodial, visitation rights, and all that kind of business? I was amazed. I had no idea that it would affect what it affects. And I don't think that Washoe County School District knew the extent to which this can cause grief.
You change the subject a bit. The Washoe County School District graduation rate. Do you think that's a credible rate that they have given to the public?
No, I don't.
And you could expand.
I can't expand more than that rate because I don't know yet. I am reading a tremendous amount. I haven't done homework in 100 years. And I am reading stuff and going over it and over it. And I can remember back when I was starting graduation, one of my very high-powered professor said, Howard, if ever you hear the word rubric, paradigm, modality, or factor, completely forget who's doing the talking. He's full of what makes the grass grow green. And that's all I'm reading. And I'm getting really, really nervous about it.
All right, let's take a break. More with Howard Rosenberg when we come back.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Rosenberg. He's just joined the Washoe County, just about to join the Washoe County School Board. You know, we have a new superintendent, Pedro Martinez. He'll actually be on the program in a couple of days from now. And he follows the mercurial Heath Morrison. And I use that word because I've never seen anybody in more places at more time. I think he only spent like 2 or 3 hours a night sleeping.
Sam, how much of that was real?
I didn't even get to a question.
I know, but I know where you're going. How much of that was real and how much of that is public relations? I don't want to see the superintendent's name in the newspapers. I don't want to see the school board's names in the newspapers. I want to see teachers in the newspapers who are doing some wonderful things. I want to see the kids in the newspapers with the wonderful things that are happening. There are good things happening, more of them than any of us realize. But that needs to be spotlighted. You know, this whole business model of the CEO dictating to the world is bull with a capital B where education is concerned. The most important person in the equation, and this is going to make some people very angry, is the teacher. Second most important is the student. Everything else is a far distant. And one of the things that I have learned over the years is in a system that works, teachers don't work for administrators. Administrators work for teachers. Their job is to make it possible for the teacher to deliver the best instruction of which he or she is capable. And we've got some dynamite teachers. I helped train some of them.
Okay.
I misspoke. I hate the word train. Educate. You train chimpanzees. That's not what we're about.
Okay, is your intent on the school board to go in and throw the table up in the air?
No.
What is
absolutely
your intent?
Absolutely not. There's one thing I learned, you don't do that. My intent is, have you thought of, present information that maybe the board members have not had before, or maybe they haven't thought of it in certain terms. There are seven of us on the board. Every one of us has something to contribute. First thing that you learn in any political situation, Sam, is count. If you can't count a majority, then you might as well keep your mouth shut. Or you know that you're not going to win, but many times you can win by losing. Just getting the information out as you see it. And if I'm wrong, I'm the first person to say I never thought of it. I apologize.
Howard, do you see a war
on teachers?
Yes.
Because, you know, when you go to the legislature, it's all about weeding out the bad teachers.
I know.
And it's, you know, they never, and that's what seems to be the whole gist of.
You cannot evaluate a teacher by walking through the teacher's classroom and spending 15 minutes. You have to spend time watching the teacher teach, understanding what the idea is, how it's supposed to operate. And you can fill out all those damn papers and rubrics from now till Christmas. It is the relationship between student and teacher, or students and teacher. Sometimes a big classroom full of kids is a good thing. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. What we need the small groups for is to keep it going. So that when a kid is having a problem, bang. I can remember years ago, we did paired learning. When a kid in the fifth grade wasn't learning up to, wasn't being able to read, let's say, up to where he should be able to read, he went to the second grade to help Mrs. Blank with the kids that were really having a problem with this very same thing. Now, you know how to do it properly. You help Blank. It worked beautifully because then the kids taught again what he missed. And there's no embarrassment. You're not stupid. And you don't belong to, you know, one of the slow groups. I love the names they give groups, don't you? The robins, the bluebirds, and the crows. You know, if you're a member of the crows, you don't know that you can't sing? Please, give me a break.
One of the things that you're going to be dealing with, and more so, unfortunately, is autism.
Yes.
In the school system.
Yes.
Have you had any thoughts on this, or are you exploring this?
One of the things that I know very little about is special education and special needs children. I've not really dealt with it in my own career, because at that point, we didn't have this kind of situation that we've got going now. All kids deserve a break. But for me, the important thing is, where is the payoff for the most students? And I'm not talking about just kids that are so-called average or normal. I'm talking about all kids. You know, some of these, I can remember walking into a classroom, Sam, and there was a boy sitting all by himself, and all the other kids were in clusters. And I found out that the kid was deaf. Okay, isn't there anybody that knows sign language? No. Would you like to learn it? One of my students went down and taught them how to talk to the kid with sign language. He had to learn sign language too. It made all the world of difference. Many times you can solve small problems like that. Bigger ones, no. And I don't have all the answers, Sam. I wish that I used to think I did, but I don't anymore.
We'll be continuing this conversation many times over the next 4 years. Congratulations on your election. I think the citizens will be very wise. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Doc, I dreamed a kangaroo gave me cash.
That's Rapid Roo. With an easy pay installment loan from Rapid Cash, you get more cash than a payday loan.
What do you think, Doc?
I think you went to Rapid Cash.
Love that Rapid Cash.
It's back. What's back? The Diamond Vault Snow Day Giveaway is back. Buy any diamond, any item, any price from the Diamond Vault now through December 24th. And if it snows 6 inches at the Reno Tahoe Airport on New Year's Day, your purchase will be free. That's right, free. So hurry into the Diamond Vault, select that perfect diamond or jewelry item, and it might be free. Give them a call at 775-DIAMOND and hear her say yes.
Evergreen Carpet Care is the leader for Northern Nevada carpet cleaning services, and here's just a few of their satisfied customers to tell you why.
They are courteous, fast, and responsive to all my needs, very competitive rates. They get the job done the first time, every time.
He did all my area rugs, they did my oriental rugs, and I'm satisfied with it.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's Forever Evergreen.
Having a root canal?
Uh-huh.
I bet you could use an easy pay installment loan from Rapid Cash that'll get you more cash than a payday loan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he a dentist?
A dentist? No, but he plays one on TV. Ooh.
Love that Rapid Cash.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. John Griffin is back with the Capital Company. Mike Hillaby with Kempfer Kroll now. Congratulations to you and your dad joining that firm. And Dan Mason returns, Program Director for KKOH Reno, News Talk 780 KOH. Interesting article in the Review Journal from Tom Riley, very well-respected person in Southern Nevada, and somebody who certainly understands workers' compensation. And he's talking about how Nevada's public employee compensation needs reform now in a special article he wrote for the Las Vegas Review Journal. You know, what are the chances of seeing something like this come up at this legislative session in real terms?
Well, I think that's going to be tough with a Democratic legislature. However, you've got some leadership in that Democratic legislature that have taken on some difficult subjects before and some sacred cows for the Democrats. You know, I hate to use the old line, the devil's in the details, but it depends. I mean, we still have a situation where we have about the lowest per capita number of public employees in the country. So those people continue to work very hard, and they should be proud of what they do. And you've got these instances, and firefighters in Southern Nevada, some others that have stood out in the coverage, where they're making a lot of money, and have been some abuses by that. Clearly not by most, but some abuses of that are pretty hard for legislators and, more importantly, the public to stomach.
When you read his writings, you look at these numbers and you just think to yourself, there is no way that people in the private sector get anywhere close to these kind of benefits.
That's true. I mean, look, public employees do a good job, and not begrudging them anything. One of the benefits they have.
Philosophy rather than this is not a personal attack on anybody. If you get paid whatever you get paid, good luck to you. You got the deal. But that doesn't mean to say that the system is right and it's going to survive.
A friend of mine who's a casino executive has recommended to his daughter, who's about to come into post college, says go work for state or local government, get your benefits package, and then after you're done and you vest, then go out in the private sector and begin your second career. I mean, it's an interest.
This continues the war on public employees that we see in Nevada. Of course, this is going to come up in the legislature, but to get to this passed, you're going to have to give back something to the public employees, like the raises that they haven't gotten for the last couple of years. That's the only way this compensation reform will happen.
Dan, do you think the compensation reform is going to happen?
I will be surprised if it does. What we should phrase this is we need a war for common sense. It's nice when you can get all the perks. It's nice when government's got a lot of money to spend, and when they have a lot of money to spend, they absolutely spend it. But the money's not there. And the problem's getting bigger year by year. Something has to be done, or we're going to be in big trouble.
How does the whole Medicaid deal play into this? Because there's going to be pressures, because that is going to be a vast amount of money.
It's a lot of money, and the problem, the potentially as big a problem, is the shortfall in the existing Medicaid program. It's huge and growing. As the more people are unemployed and benefits, particularly in the private sector, stay down, and people become eligible for Medicaid, the hole in the existing Medicaid problem existing Medicaid budget is a real problem. The expansion has some real bright spots for some people. For the taxpayers, really need to question it. And some of the providers, because of how little Medicaid pays, and obviously we represent hospitals, when you're paying 50 cents on the dollar, you can't make that up in volume. So that's a problem, and it's going to create some ripple effects throughout the economy. If hospitals and other providers say, these are services I can no longer afford to pay, what happens is that going to be a secondary hit on state and public budgets when people start showing up looking for uncompensated care.
We taped an interview that's going to air next week with Dr. Tom Schwenk, the head of the dean of the medical school, and he's talking about putting in a $200 million building in Las Vegas as a clinic. Do you think that that's going to fly at the legislature?
I think anything that costs money is, at least at the start, is DOA. I think there's going to be, everything's going to get a shake, and everyone's going to get heard. But I think at the end of the day, you know, we have virtually all new committee chairs, we have new leadership, we have new legislators. I just don't think that, maybe I'm wrong, but I think the climate for ideas like that are a little bit out of the box, or, you know, overhauling workman's comp, it's like trying to sell it to a bunch of people.
You know, if they're planning to fund this with the traditional capital improvement money, that's going to be tough. They're going to have to find their own money to pay for that sort of thing. There's not enough.
These are really big ticket items, and, you know, okay, state
you know, state revenues are growing slowly, but there's not enough money in the state to do everything that people want. And you have to realize, though, with DREAM Act immigration eligibility, we're all, every chair is a Democrat, which I really don't think is fair, but that's the way it goes.
I think the climate right now, at least with most of the legislators, is until we get education whole, or until we're going to talk education before we talk anything else.
You know, I heard a great phrase on the radio coming to work this morning, and that was dead before arrival.
Probably a number of those.
I mean, the shoe fits.
But I mean, do you think that there's any appetite in the state for you know, brand new projects like this?
Shouldn't be. I mean, that's just a no-brainer for me. I can't even believe it's even a discussion point. There is no money. And government is famous, unfortunately. When things are flush, then let's spread the wealth around and create a lot of new programs. And then when the money's short and we say we have to get rid of some of this stuff, oh, no, it's a major problem.
Well,
money's not there. End of story.
Again, every committee chairmanship is chaired by a Democrat. So they will want to spend money. So these things will be on the
table. As we say in this business, elections have consequences, and that's one of them. So there'll be a conversation about it. We could spend a lot of time on the medical school North-South fight, and a lot of that is driven by myth, because the fact of the matter is a significant portion, if not most, of the medical school activity happens in Southern Nevada, but there's an idea that because it's based here, it's a problem, and Las Vegas really wants a medical school base there, and there's clearly, I would say, some of that goes on in a decision to put an investment that size. Look at the fight that went on with Clark County Commission about where the dean was going to have his house.
Oh, yes. All right, then. That's where we're going to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover for their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
When Urban Outfitters in Reno expanded, they hired local.
I'm Diane. Urban Outfitters is a great company. They hire local, and they hired me.
Our philosophy on hiring local has made Q&D Construction even stronger, has produced high-quality work for over 49 years, and has helped our community.
Germany Properties is a family-owned business. We hire local because it's locals who built us. For over 50 years, we worked with companies like Urban Outfitters who hire local.
Think local. Hire local.
You boarded your dog with the defendant.
Being that he's an older dog, I wanted it very relaxed for him.
She tried to pamper their pooch.
He was such a sweetheart, I took him home with me. He spent the night in my heart.
With a sleepover.
The dog injured his foot while in your care.
Correct.
Had the owners howling.
You did not take the dog to the vet.
No.
Did she give you an emergency number?
Absolutely not.
Next, Judge Judy.
My family and I were enjoying a big vacation in Tahoe. After a great day on the mountain, our car wouldn't start. I got a jump, but it kept dying. Everyone in town said,
go to Les Schwab.
When I pulled up, George delivered. He quickly tested the battery and confirmed it was a goner. While he installed a new one, I finally got my first relaxation of the vacation. It's nice to be treated like a neighbor so far from home. I'm Clay Gilman, and that's my Les Schwab story.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. Tomorrow's guest is Reno State Senator Ben Kiekhefer. He's a Republican.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.